主后1981年7月26号，邱清泰弟兄在中华归主海沃教会正道，题目是长阔高深。
And his love changes never.
然后这里说，这下去说，主的眼睛看顾他的儿女。
And how he watches over the loved one.
他用他自己的生命死去，来呼召我们这些人归向他。
Died to call them all his own.
我们来唱一下第一节跟第二节。
Let's sing hymn 292, first and second verse.谢谢你透过诗人的诗歌让我们看见，主，你来到人世，四处奔走，你要寻找失丧的，因为他们好像羊没有牧人一样流离颠沛。主，我们谢谢你这份大爱，老早在1900多年以前，你就用你的生命舍弃了自己向我们表明。主，我们谢谢你圣经里面留下话语说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的大爱就在此向我们显明。今天早上我们谢谢你带领我们这一群留居在海外的中国人，主，我们相信你爱我们，你在我们的生命里面有一个计划要我们知道。主，我们求你安慰我们每一个人心中的难处，你把你的大爱浇灌我们每个人的心，让我们真的能够体会你的爱，你对我们的爱有多高多深多长多阔，是超过人世间任何的一种人的爱。我们求你的圣灵今天早上开我们的心窍。主，我们有的人过去听见过，但是就像温弟兄一样，过去一直在那边拒绝你，也有一些人，主，是第一次听见你自己爱的。我们求你自己圣灵在人心中工作，主啊，我们相信福音是大能，要拯救一切相信，不管是中国人、外国人、犹太人、外邦人，主，你爱他们。所以因此我们愿意把今天每一个人坐在你面前的每一个人交在你的手中，求你向我们说话，我们仰望，我们也支取你宝贝圣灵的应许，你要叫人为自己的罪，为自己的义审判自己。主，我们求你帮助我们，给我们一个安静的心，一个敞开的灵，一个愿意受教的心跟开放的耳朵。主，我们求你在我们当中，我们这样子感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名求。许多人听见基督教的时候， A lot of people when they hear about Christianity,
听见基督徒常常说要听福音来信福音。
A lot of people will say that Christians will call them to listen to the gospel to become a believer.
很多人不明白什么是福音。
A lot of people do not understand what it means, or what does it mean by gospel.
究竟福音是什么呢？
What is a gospel?
我们看一处的圣经。
Let's read one scripture verse.
罗马书第一章。
The book of Romans, first chapter.
罗马书第一章，我们从第二节开始看。
From the second verse，
我们看二三四三节。
Second, third, and fourth verse。
基督教所说的福音是什么
？What is the gospel that Christians talk about？
这里圣经告诉我们说
，Here the Bible says，
这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子。我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的按圣上的灵说因从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子
The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the holy scriptures regarding his son who as his human nature was a descendant of David and who through the spirit of holiness was declared with the power to be the son of God by his resurrection from the dead Jesus Christ our Lord
这个福音就是神的儿子
Gospel means God's son
基督教不是一个思想理论的体系
Christianity really is not a thought trend of thought or a type of philosophy
基督教就是耶稣基督这个人
Christianity is Jesus Christ himself
第三节这里说他是神的儿子
And the third verse said that Jesus Christ is the son of God
因为他是从人的后裔所生的
He descended from man
他是犹太人的王大卫后裔
He's the descendant of Jewish king David
但是他又是神
But he also is God
怎么看得出来呢
How do you know?
因为他从死亡里面又复活过来
Because he was resurrected from death
基督教不是一些理论
Also, Christianity is not some theory
就是耶稣基督这个人
It's Jesus Christ himself
福音是什么
What is the gospel?
就是这个人
We're talking about Jesus Christ
基督徒信的是什么
What does the Christians believe?
就是相信耶稣是神的儿子
To believe Jesus Christ is the son of God
他从死里复活了
He resurrected from death
但是在还没有死之前
But before he died
他被钉死在十字架上。
He was nailed on cross.
为什么被钉
？Why he was nailed on the cross?
圣经告诉我们说，是因为我们这些人的罪的缘故而死在十字架上。
The Bible told us because of our sin he was nailed on the cross.
所以基督教它的独特的地方
，the peculiarity of the uniqueness of Christianity.
它跟其他宗教不一样的地方
，the Christianity is different from other religions.
就是因为有耶稣基督这个人
Because of Jesus Christ, the man
耶稣究竟做了一些什么事情
What did Jesus do?
其实很简单
Very simple
神的奥秘很简单
The mystery of God is really quite simple
小孩子可以明白
Little children can understand
没有念书的人也可以知道
Uneducated people can understand
年老的人可以清楚
Old people can understand
年轻的人也可以领会
And young people can know
耶稣基督做了一些什么
What did Jesus do?
耶稣基督他是神的儿子
Jesus Christ is the son of God
但是为了要完成父神的计划拯救的计划
In order to accomplish the plan of his father, the God who created everything
他来到这个人世间
He came to this world
成为人
He became a man
接受了人的肉身的限制
He was limited in the flesh
为的是要体会做人的味道
Because he wanted to taste what is man like
体会你所经历的痛苦
And to know what you go through in
然后他要为你罪的缘故
And because your sin
他要付上这个罪的刑罚的代价
And he's going to pay the price for your sin
然后死在十字架上
And he died on a cross
只要任何一个人
Anyone
相信耶稣基督是神的儿子
Whosoever believes Jesus Christ is the Son of God
承认自己是一个不完全的罪
Recognize that we are a sinner
然后愿意
打开心门接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主。
And if you're willing to open the door of your heart and to accept him as your personal savior.
圣经告诉我们说，你就可以再一次恢复跟神的关系。
And the Bible told us, once again, you can be mended and you have relationship with God.
那这个过程看起来很简单。
This process looks rather simple.
但是在背后。
But behind this,
耶稣基督是要付上很大的代价。
But Jesus Christ paid a big price.
圣经告诉我们说，宇宙之间本来就有一位神。
The Bible told us, in the universe, there is a God.
他创造了万物。
He created everything.
为的是要叫人能够享受。
So that man can enjoy everything.
他被创造的最高峰就是创造了人。
The peak of his creation is the creation of man.
圣经说我们人是按着神的形象造。
And we are made in the image of God.
圣经其他的地方也提到我们跟这位父神的关系好像父亲跟儿女的关系。
And the Bible told us that the relationship we have as a man to God is just like a son to father.
我们是神所生的，也是他所创造。
We are born by God and also created by God.
然后有一天
Then one day,
人因为自己的骄傲
because of the pride in a man,
因为这个魔鬼的试探应用
the temptation of the devil,
犯了罪
and we sinned,
不遵守神的诫命
and we did not follow God's order,
所以我们跟神的关系就破碎
so therefore our relationship is severed,
等于一个孩子背叛了父亲
just like a child had denied the father,
到一个地步宣告要跟父亲脱离关系
to a time that they would announce that they no longer have a relationship
但是神又是一个慈爱的神
but God is also God of love
他希望这一些走错路的孩子能够回到他的从头他的怀抱
that all these children that he has that they have gone to the wrong way he wants them to come back to his bosom
因为圣经先知一再地说你是我的儿女你
Because all through the history, the prophets told us, "You are my children. Come back to me."
神是完全爱的。
God has perfect love.
完全的爱是没有要求的。
Perfect love really has no condition.
是给出去的。
He would give.
没有条件的。
No unconditional.
换句话说，不管你犯了什么大的罪
，No matter what kind of sin you have committed,
我能够原谅你。
I'm going to forgive you.
这是神的爱的那一方面。
This is the side of God's love.
但是神的另外一个特性是公义。
But also God has another character. He is righteousness.
公义是什么呢？要有绝对的要求。
He has the absolute condition.
神说过，世人都犯了罪。
God says all have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
Come short of the glory of God.
然后接下去也说什么呢？
Then he said,
罪的工价就是死。
The wage of sin is death.
所以世人没有一个人能够不面对死亡。
So no one can really avoid death.
这是因为我们犯罪所带来的一个后果。
Because of our sin that brought death.
所以犯罪的人你要承担你的刑罚。
Therefore, if you're a sinner, then you have to take over the.
你欠债的人你要还债。
And if you owe somebody money, then you must pay back.
这样你的神才是公义的神。
And this kind of God is a just God.
那现在神遇到一个问题。
But God has a question now.
一方面他是绝对的不要求。
On one side, he is unconditional.
他就是爱你。
He loves you.
你是我所生的。
You are the one I created you. Come back.
我接受你。
I accept you.
但是另外一个他的本性呢
？On another side,
是绝对的要求。
He has absolute condition.
你犯了这个罪。
Yes, you are.
我说过你要死。
Yes, I said that the wage of sin is death.
就只好去死。
Then you have to die.
一个严正公平的法官。
And he is a very just judge.
在法律面前，自己的孩子也一样是按着律法来判断。
And if a very faithful or very just judge, he would do the same thing for his son.
如果他说这个犯罪的是我的儿子，你可以平平安安的去吧。我们知道他是一个很差劲的律师。
If the criminal is his son, then he would not give him a sentence. We know that he is not really a fair judge.
那神怎么解决这个矛盾呢
Now how God is going to solve this conflict?
就是透过耶稣基督这个
Through Jesus Christ
耶稣基督他就是神
Jesus Christ is God himself
神说犯了罪的人要死
Yes, God says all those who have sinned must die
那好像人没有出路。
Just like there's no way out for man.
我们永远没办法再回到天父的那里。
We can never really come back to God.
因为没有一个人不欠这个死的这个罪的死债。
Because everyone, is a debtor.
还债的话，必须有另外一个人，他是有足够的钱而不欠人债，他们才能够替你还。
And someone else has enough to pay for this.
但是你回头看一下，这里那么多人，每个人都欠债，都欠很深的债的话，找不到一个人来帮忙你还债。
You look at all of us. No one really can pay this price.
看样子人是绝望。
Looks like we're hopeless as human beings.
那么耶稣基督奇妙的地方就在这。
But the Jesus Christ.
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
他成为人。
He became a man.
他是唯一一个没有犯罪的人。
He's the only man who is sinless.
所以他有资格替你还罪。
He is qualified to pay the price for you.
但是神要求说，这个债还的方法就是要死。
And God said the only method to pay back the debt is the debt is death.
所以他有这个还债的条件。
He has the all. He possesses all the qualification to pay for us.
但是他同时也同意神所定的那个定规的方法，就是他要去死。
Then he also agreed that he must die.
世界上面找不到另外一个人可以做这件事情。
No one else can take his place.
因为如果所有的人都欠我一百万的话
，If everyone owes me $1 million.
没有一个人在这里。假定说在这里，所有的人都欠我一百万的。
For example, everyone owes me $1 million here.
那么，这位姐妹没有办法找那位弟兄替她还那笔债。
One sister cannot get another brother to pay for her.
因为她也欠我一百万。
Because he is also owes me money.
她也是两手空空的。
So they all owe me money.
所以我们必须在人以外寻找一个方法。
So outside human race, we have to have another method.
所以耶稣基督亲自成为人。
So Jesus Christ became a man.
为我们的罪死在十字架上。
For our sin, he died on the cross.
透过这个死。
Through this death.
神的公义的要求得到满足了。
God is satisfied because he's a righteous God.
那么任何一个人愿意说耶稣我相信你的死是为我死的。
And anyone whosoever who is willing to say, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ who died on the cross for my sin.
然后来到父神面前说。
And they come to Father, Heavenly Father.
说父亲啊，你看这个人已经替我还了债。
And they say to him, Father, look, this man has already paid my debts.
父神一看，的确是他的独生爱子已经做了这件事。
When God looked down, yes, Jesus has paid for this.
他说一笔勾销。
All right, all will be lost. Come back to me, child.
别的人可以为你的罪死去。
Other people can die for your sin.
但是他没有办法从死亡里面复活过来。
But they cannot be resurrected from death.
只有耶稣基督，神的儿子。
Only Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
他是神。
He is God himself.
他也是人。
He is also man.
是神道成肉身住在人当中。
He was made in flesh.
为的是要替我们死一趟。
Because he wanted to die for us.
所以别的人可以为罪人死，但是不能为罪人复活。
A lot of people can die for another sinner, but they cannot be resurrected.
只有耶稣基督，他可以为我们死，然后又能够复活过来，证明他是神的儿子。
Only Jesus Christ, he is worthy to die for us. Also, he can be resurrected for us.
基督教的特征。
This is the uniqueness of Christianity.
基督教的标志。
Also, there is a sign of a Christianity.
或者说基督徒的标志是。
Or as a Christians, what do we have?
就是爱。
The love. Of
这个爱从哪里来？
Where do you get this love?
原来耶稣那里告诉我们。
First John says.
他说我们爱。因为神先爱。
We love because God first loved us.
很像什么呢？那个水龙头。
Just like a faucet.
我们家里面的水龙头。
Like in our home.
他说他能够出水啊。
Because the water comes from it.
是因为他接在那个这个池塘水塘那边。
Because it's a pond with a source of water.
如果我们把总开关给它关掉的话
，If we shut off the valve，
那个水龙头拼命在那边喊说出水呀、啊，出啊
！The faucet will say yes, I want water to come out.
没有。
No, there's no water.
今天我们能够相爱
Today we can love each other.
那是因为耶稣基督已经爱了我们，并且把他的生命跟爱放在我们里面。
Because God Himself has loved us, and Jesus Christ gave His love to us and dwell in us.
我们看一下今天的世界。
Look at this world today.
不是粮食的不够这个严重的问题。
It's not the problem that we don't have enough food.
也不是能源缺乏的问题。
It's not the problem of energy crisis.
也不是这个空气污染的问题。
It's not the problem of air pollution.
也不是社会这个什么许多其他的问题。
Inequality.
我觉得最严重的是我们没有爱。
The most severe problem we have is we have no love.
所以人心都在渴慕寻找一份不改变的爱。
So human hearts are hungry for a everlasting love.
因为我自己念的是心理辅导还有这个教育。
And I studied counseling psychology and also education.
我过去十几年都是在做这方面帮助别人来解决他们个人或者家庭或者人际之间的难处的这方面的工作。
Past 10 or some years that I've been doing some counseling work and solving the problems.
我闭起眼睛就可以看见许多痛苦伤心的人。
The minute I close my eye, I can see a sea of people who are suffering with their problems.
我闭起眼睛就看见许多破碎的家庭，许多这些在活在灰色没有盼望生活里面的人。
The minute I close my eyes, I can see so many people there in despair and in problem with families and just the whole great picture.
昨天我去看一位姐妹，一位太太啊。
Yesterday I went to see a lady, a Chinese lady.
她说了一句话，我心里面引起很大的共鸣。
And she said something really I have a correspond with my.
他说每天打开这个《世界日报》，看见香港那一版的社会新闻，哎呀，他说我看不下去。
He said every day I open the World Journal, the page about the news in Hong Kong. I just couldn't read anymore.
我有同样的感觉。
I have the same.
很多人有同样的。
A lot of people do.
看见的是什么
？What do you see？
家庭的惨变。
Broken families, tragedies in the families.
啊。这个妈妈把儿子丢下去，然后自己也跳下去。
That the mother would throw the child down and she jump down herself.
然后许多的三角四角的这种关系。
And a triangle or four angles.
这个脚把那个脚给他插一刀呢，那个脚又咬他一口。
And one would stab the other, and one would bite the other.
家庭里面乱伦的关系。
And the incest.
抢劫。
Robbery. Murder.
我们再看一下。中国大陆过去几十年，这二三十年
，Look at the problem in mainland
China. 一连串的斗争、仇恨、残杀
，continuous struggles, continuous problems and battles and killing each other.
马可福音第七章那边告诉我们
，In the book of Mark, the seventh chapter says.
他说从人心里面出来的东西是很污秽的
，and it's filthy from man's heart.
因为我们里面。没有神的爱
Because we don't have God's love in us.
有时候我们希望别人用那种很纯没有条件的爱来爱我们
A lot of times we want unconditional love on our side.
特别是还在这个婚姻城外的那些人常常想象得很美
Especially those people who are not yet married, the young people with ideal dreams.
哎呀，这白马王子啊，玫瑰花啊，什么这些
Like the beautiful roses and a knight shining armor on a white horse.
那些人还不真正认识人心里面是什么。
And a lot of people really don't know what we have in our heart.
人基本上面都是自我中心。
Basically, we are quite self-centered.
我们都没有那一份爱。
We really don't have that kind of love.
所以当我们对人存着一个幻想的时候。
So if we are still dreaming about other people,
我们欢欢喜喜地进去那个婚姻的城、家庭的城
，and we're so naive and so blessedly go into the marriage.
那些粉红色的颜色慢慢褪去的时候
，and all this pink color fading away slowly.
你的描写比我更精彩。所以有人说啊。
So people would say.
他说婚姻像一座城。
Marriage is like a city.
外面的人拼命想攻进去。
All the people on the outside, they want to jump in and get in.
里面的人拼命想逃出来，逃出来。
All the people inside want to jump out, and they cannot.
当然，这个不一定说是每一个家庭都是这样子。
Not necessary. Every family would fit this description.
但是有时候我们要承认一个很惨痛的事实。
But we must recognize a very tragic matter.
我们里面没有爱。
We really don't have love.
我们是自我中心的。
We're self-centered.
我们看见我们所爱的人许多许多不满的地方。
We can see the people we love that they have so many inadequacies.
我们看见他眼中的刺。
And we can see the thorn in his eye.
但是看不见自己的。眼中的良木
But we don't see it in our own eyes.
我不晓得在这里是不是讲过一个故事。
I don't know whether I told you a story here or not.
那个故事会稍微让我们看见人的自我本位、自私所可能造成的问题。
This story can give you some description for how self-centered we are.
在台湾有一个人他在部队里面工作。
And in Taiwan, there's this man in the military service.
他是宗教。
Here's a colonel.
那么在台湾是一颗梅两颗梅花香。
And in Taiwan is two plum blossoms.
有一天他回去部队里面办公。
Then one day he went to work in the military service.
那么发现自己被上司赏识升官了。
And he was promoted.
有一个很大的庆祝会。
And they had a big celebration.
哇，那一天他的肩上比平常重一点了。
And he felt a little heavier on his shoulder.
他变成这个上将。
And he became a major.
那么有三颗。
And they had three blossoms.
高兴得不得了。
And he was very happy.
所以那一天他等不及下班要让太太知道这件事。
And before he went to home, he wanted to go home and tell his wife.
等不及了。
And he couldn't wait.
哇，在那天在那边摇来摇去，晃来晃去，怎么还不下班呢？是这
样。And he was waiting and shaking all around.
所以下班了，赶紧呢，骑着这个 motorcycle 了，就赶回家去了。
And immediately when he got off the work, he would ride his motorcycle.
他按门铃。
And he would press the doorbell.
那么心里面好极，希望太太能够发现他肩膀上面多了一颗梅花。
He was in such an urgency. He wants the wife to discover he had one more blossom here.
这一开门呢，这个肩膀就凑过去了。
And immediately when he opened the door, he just shoved his shoulder forward.
哎呀，但是发现很奇怪。
But he was discovered something very strange.
好像太太有一点不妥了。
Like the wife is not very easy.
不像平常那样子。
Not normal.
把头低下来也不讲话。
And she bowed down her head and wouldn't say anything.
那她赶紧，这个先生是相当温柔，能够回家那一刻忘记自己已经不简单。
The husband's quite tender. The moment he went home, he would.
赶快过去拍拍太太的肩膀。
He would pat the wife.
太太，发生什么事情？
告诉我。Wife, what's the matter today?
但是在拍的时候呢，还是把这个肩膀凑在他
的。
希望他能够分享他的喜乐。
You want the wife to
really
to enjoy this moment.
太太还是不讲。
The wife didn't
say. 等一下，过了一下子，一转身就坐在跑到沙发上面，一坐下来，头一低下来就掉眼泪。
And the wife would turn around and would sit on the sofa.
他知道一定有一些很严重的事。
Then he knew something was wrong.
所以赶快坐过去，很温柔的问太太说：“发生了什么事
？”Then he would sit next to the wife and say, "What's the matter with you?"
但是在温柔的时候，还是把这个肩膀抽出
来。And while he was doing this, he would still show the shoulder so the wife would see it.
等了好一阵子，还是没有反应。
But for a long while, the wife didn't see, and she was crying.
后来这个太太忍不住了。
And the wife couldn't take any longer.
在地上蹲一下。
Then she stepped her foot on the floor.
她说：“这个死鬼啊！”
And she said, "What a foolish man!"
她说：“我今天特别为你烫了一个新的发型，一进门我就低头给你看。”
The minute you walked in, I tried to show you, and you wouldn't know. And all the time I was trying to show you, and you wouldn't see it.
两个人基本上面都是。
See, basically, what are these two people made of?
为自己。
For themselves.
自我中心。
Self-centered.
但这是很小一件事。
This is a very minute.
但是处理不当的时候呢？
But if you don't take care of it,
可以引起很严重的后果。
Then you can really lead to very serious consequence.
当我们
When we
没有基督的爱
when we don't have Christ's love.
没有基督的爱，
when we don't have Christ's love,
我们会期望别人用没有条件的爱来爱你。
We want other, we demand other to give us unconditional love.
但是当别人要求我们用这种爱去爱他的时候，我们里面是干的。
But when other people demand this kind of unconditional love, that we are really dry inside.
基督的爱。
The love of Jesus Christ.
是没有条件的。
It's unconditional.
我们看一处的圣经。
Let's read one scripture.
罗马书第五章。
The book of Romans, fifth chapter.
我们从第六节开始看。
Sixth verse.
罗马书第五章。罗马书第五章第六节，圣经这里记载说，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明。
You see, at the just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still that who cannot fulfill your condition.
你就发现很难去爱他。
And you feel it's very difficult to love.
但是神的爱是在什么地方显明呢？
Where does the God demonstrate His love?
这里很清楚地说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候。
While we were still sinners.
就是最不可爱的时候。
When we are really not lovable.
我们最污秽的时候。
When we are filthy and dirty.
我们最顶撞神的时候。
When we are rebellious and rejected.
我们最伤他心的时候。
And we hurt Him.
神说我爱你。
And God tells us He loves us.
不是用嘴巴讲。
He doesn't say it with His mouth.
他采取行动。
He has action.
来到人世，
He came to this world.
他知道我们没有这个能力去爱他。
He knows that we don't have the power to love him.
我们也没有这个能力去爱人。
We don't have the power to love other people.
只有他自己来解决这个难处。
Only he can come and solve the problem for us.
因为如果人靠着自己要还这个罪的债的话呢？
If we rely on ourselves to pay such a debt,
只有永远的死亡。
Then we will have eternal destruction.
唯有神自己他知道。
Only God knows.
这些都是我的儿女。
All these are my children.
这些孩子虽然不听话，
although these children don't
listen to me, 到底还是我生我所创造的。
But they are my children. I created them.
我要替你找一条出路，你能够回来。
I must have a way out for you.
当你们最不可爱的时候，
when you are really not lovable,
还是罪人的时候，
when you are yet sinners,
心中充满罪恶，
when your heart is filled with sin,
你在那边愤世嫉俗的时候，
when you are angry with everything.
你在那边怨天尤人的时候，
When you complain for everything,
神说孩子，
God said, children, come to me.
我为你死，
I died for you.
向你显明我对你的爱，
to just to show you how much I love you.
人的爱常常有改变，
A lot of times human love is very unstable.
不然的话怎么会有那么多破碎的家庭？
Then how would we have so many broken families?
残缺的婚姻， 婚姻。
So many divorces.
就是因为我们人里面没有。
Because we have no love.
神已经用行动来表明他对我们的爱。
God already showed his love with action.
有人说，神真正的爱我们世人吗？
Someone would say, God really love us?
为什么他要求我们要相信才能够成为他的儿女？
Why he wants us to believe in order to become his children?
他说一声变，通通都变成基督徒不就好了吗？
If he say change and everybody become Christians, so
或者说犯罪无所谓了，通通来了。
Or he say don't worry about your sin, all come.
我们知道神不是像我们想象这样的一位神。
You know God is not the kind of God you think.
他是公义的神。
He is a righteous God.
他有这个要求。
He has such a requirement.
但是又是爱的神。
He is also God of love.
他爱你。
He loves you.
他为你而死。
He died for you on the cross.
今天就在看我们怎么样来对这份不改变的爱，我们的反应是怎么样。
And what is our reaction to this unchanging love?
我常常想到神在爱世人。
I think God loves.
但是世人一直对他的爱的抗拒的时候。
But we have all the time rebelled and rejected his love.
神究竟会怎么想呢？他会感觉的怎么样呢？
How does God feel? What does he think?
我就以前看过一个故事，我觉得大概稍微可以描述神的那种感受。
There's a story I read. Maybe it can describe God's feeling.
这故事是发生在美国。
This story happened in the United States.
那么是一个黑人跟白人这个结合夫妻。
It's a Negro and a Caucasian marriage.
这个黑人的女人嫁给一个白人的男人。
A Negro woman married a white man.
生了一个很漂亮的混血儿。
And they had a very beautiful child.
他把这黑人跟白人的好处都吸取了在他的身上去。
And the child has all the good qualities characteristic of both parents.
皮肤不是很黑。
The skin is not too dark.
是一种自然的那种健康的颜色。
It's a natural tan.
那么又聪明又可爱。
The child is very smart, very lovely.
那么这个孩子大概五六岁的时候，他的爸爸就过世了。
That when the child is 5 or 6, the father died.
那么这个女儿呢，开始懂事以后就发现，哎，怎么我的皮肤的颜色跟我的妈妈不太一样？
And when this little girl grew up, she discovered that her skin is different from her mother.
那么为了要养家，那么这个黑人的妈妈就在餐馆里面做 waitress 这种比较
Because she had to support the family, so the Negro woman worked as a waitress.
不受人重视的一些工作。
And she worked as a menial job.
那么每天回来，这个身上有这个厨房的味道。
So every day when she come home, she'll smell like a kitchen.
这个女儿觉得讨厌。
And the daughter didn't like it.
觉得妈妈难看。
And she felt the mother was ugly.
所以常常跟她吵架。
So all the time she would fight with her mother.
常常就觉得说我为什么会有这样子的一个妈妈。
A lot of times she said, how come I have such a mother?
到后来年纪越大，就这个反叛的心就越来越大。
And when she was growing up, she really rebelled against her mother.
所以后来她说：“哎，我要离开这个家，我不喜欢跟你在。”
So she left home. She wanted to leave home.
但是这个妈妈是爱的。
But the mother loved the daughter.
知道是她亲生的女儿。
Knows the daughter is her own daughter.
所以劝。
So the mother would say to her.
不听。
And would advise her, and she would take it.
甚至搬到另外一个城市。
And the daughter moved to another city.
但是这个妈妈唯一的依靠盼望就是一个女儿。
But all she had left on this earth is her
daughter. 所以她就去找她。
So the mother
打听。
Go look for her and.
后来知道她在那个城里。
And then she found out where she would live.
但是她知道她的女儿不会接纳她。
So she knew that the daughter would not accept her.
所以她有空就跑到那里，在那个她住的附近就在那边。看她的女儿进进出出，上学做工。
Sometimes she would just stay very close to the building and watch her daughter come out or go in and go to school or go to work.
但是呢，她知道这个女儿呢很喜欢白玫瑰花。
That she knows that the daughter really loves white roses.
所以呢，她每年她生日的时候呢，就一定到花店去订了一束很美的白玫瑰花，就要人送到她家去。
And every birthday that the daughter has, the mother will order
white
roses.
但是她女儿不知道这个花是从哪里。
But the daughter doesn't know where the flower comes from.
但是每一年她看见这一束花，就心里面很高兴，但是也不知道猜不出是谁做这个。
So every year on her birthday she would see this beautiful rose.
后来她渐渐长大了。
After a while she grew up.
也有男朋友。
She has a boyfriend.
有一天她妈妈在好远在后面盯梢。就跟着他。
And one day the mother was following
them. 哎呀，看见这个自己的女儿女大十八变了，越长越美了。
And look at this beautiful daughter.
现在又有一个终身的配偶的对象。
And now she has a boyfriend.
心里面好开心。
And she was very happy.
希望跑得近一点看一下。
And she want to go closer to take a look.
哎，结果被她女儿发现了，后面有一个人跟着。
And then the daughter discovered the mother followed her.
哎，那个男朋友就问她说：“这后面是谁跟着？”
So the boyfriend asked her, "Who is that?"
女儿说：“快走。”
The daughter says, "Let's go."
这个乞丐又脏又臭，不要理他。
She's only a beggar.
这个妈妈听见那个眼泪在一直的流下。
And the tears just flooded her eyes.
然后下一年的她的生日的时候
，The next year when the daughter has a birthday, it was snowing.
这个妈妈年纪一路一直在年纪在大了，身体也差了。
And the mother was growing old.
但是每一年她都想法子啊送花去。
Every year she would give the daughter.
那这一年她想她自己的身体大概也不是太好。
And this year she's in ill health.
所以她希望趁着这个自己还不能够真正再去以前，把花亲自送去。
And she want to personally deliver.
所以她买了一束很美的白玫瑰花，
she bought the white rose.
然后就在雪地上面一直。
And she was walking on the snow and tried to deliver.
年纪大了。
She was old.
身体也不好。
She was not in good health.
那么走在雪地上面。
She was walking on the
street. 过马路的时候，一不小心滑倒。
And while she was crossing the street, she slipped and fell down.
有一个大卡车，刹车刹不住。
And a big truck came and I couldn't stop it.
就整个人把她这样子
扔
过去。
And ran over her.
满地鲜血。
And
the blood splattered everywhere. 但是她还是抱着那束花。
And she was clutching to this flower.
那个司机看见闯祸就下来说，哎呀，这位太太怎么样，我马上送你到医院。
So the driver of the truck came down and said, what's the matter? Let me take you to the hospital.
她说不要。
She said no.
她说我大概不行。
I don't think I can make it.
但是这一束花。
But this flower.
请你替我送到隔壁街那个几号，门牌几号，那个房子那里。
Just deliver this flower to the next street.
那个鲜花上面都变成很多鲜血染红了。
There's quite a bit of blood splattered on the flower.
这个司机赶紧的送过去。
So this driver would deliver this flower quickly.
那个女儿正在想跟男朋友去一个这个 birthday party.
And the daughter just want to go to a birthday party.
突然间看到这一束花。
Then she saw this flower.
那么她说这个人是谁呀？
She said who is it?
司机说是有一个女人，年老的女人。
So the truck driver says it's from an old woman.
就在隔壁，我不小心把她撞倒，她要我送。
And it's just on the next street. I ran her over.
她说我要去看看是谁。
So the daughter said, I want to go see who it is.
赶快就拿着那束花就跑去要看这个那么爱她的人是谁。
So she ran and to see who it is that.
哎呀，她一看见是她的妈妈。
She saw it was her mother.
她第一次良心发现。
Immediately, something moved in her.
第一次她开口说妈妈。
First time she said, "Mommy."
我对不起。
I'm sorry.
那个妈妈没有说什么，微笑的。
The mother didn't say anything. She had a smile. She said, "Child."
我始终一直在爱你。
I always loved you.
我想刚才用这个故事来描述一下神对我们的这个感受。
I think this story can really describe how much God.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他愿意把他的生命为我们倾倒。
He wants to give his life for us.
而事实上面也已经为我们死了。
He died for us.
但是我们对这份爱反应是怎么样呢？
What is our reaction to this love?
是不是就像这个女儿一样呢？
Are we just like this daughter?
就是我不要这份爱。
I don't want your love.
你不美丽。
You're not pretty.
我不喜欢你。
I don't want you.
我愿意做我自己。
I want to be whatever I want.
我想神心中是很难过的。
I'm sure God's heart is sad.
就像这个母亲对女儿的那种感受。
Just like this mother to
the daughter. 但是她没有怨她的女儿。
But she never really complained about
her. 她最后一口气还是告诉女儿说：“孩子，我爱你，我永远爱你。”
The last thing she said to the daughter is.Child, I love you. I always loved you.
我想我们这位神也是这样子爱。
I think God loves us the
same way. 他看见我们人离开神以后所处在的痛苦的境况。
He has seen what a kind of man.
他知道我们唯一的希望就是要在面前承认说，神啊，谢谢你这样子爱。
He is yearning and hoping that we will say, "Come, daughter," or "Thank you."
我是一个罪人。
I am a sinner.
我不配受你的爱。
I'm not worthy of your love.
但是谢谢你为我差遣你的独生儿子耶稣基督。
But thank you for sending your son to love me.
叫我能够再一次回到你的面前。
So once again, I can come to you.
求神帮助我们今天每一个人。
May God help us, every one of us.
了解神的爱。
To understand God's love.
是何等的长阔高深。
How boundless God's love is.
超过我们人所能够测。
It is much better than, much greater than, whatever we can think of.
我们低头着。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死。主，你的爱大爱长阔高深，超过我们所能够了解，也超过人世间任何一个人能够给我们的爱。主，你的爱没有条件，不是因为我们行善。我们做得好你才爱我们，也不是因为我们达到你的要求你才为我们死。主，乃是我们还做罪人，最污秽不堪，人生最没有盼望，前途茫茫，面对死亡人生意义的这些难处的时候，我们彷徨不晓得何去何从的时候，主你就爱我们，就为我们死在十字架上面。谢谢你今天早上你自己用你的话语来提醒我们。主，我们这个时候求你的圣灵在我们每一个人的心中来向我们显明你自己的大爱。主，我们就像那个悖逆的女儿一样，我们不愿意爱你，
我们不愿意承认自己有亏欠，我们不愿意打开心门接受你，主。但是你自己圣经里面说，凡接待你的，凡是信靠你的名接待你的人，你就赐给他们权柄做你的儿女。主，今天早上你给我们这个机会，能够对你的爱有一个回应。主，求你帮助我，让我们看见我们的需要，给我们一个面对我们需要的勇气，然后勇敢地来接受你的爱。这份白白的救恩你已经完成了，今天就等待我们去支取。主，当我们低头祷告的时候，我们求你圣灵在我们心中做工作。如果我们安静在主面前的时候，你心中觉得被神的爱所感动，愿意接受耶稣基督这个没有条件牺牲的爱，你可以把手举一下来做一个表示，没有人看见，我愿意为你祷告。有没有这样子的朋友，你愿意接受耶稣基督为你死的这个爱？有这样子的人，我看见了，谢谢，请放下。还有没有？耶稣基督就像那个慈母一样，在那边等候进入你的生命，给你这一份不改变的爱，给你一个去爱人的力量。有没有人愿意接受耶稣基督这份爱？有的请你把手举一下。耶稣基督今天要得着，有没有这样子的人？刚才已经有人举手，你愿意吗？耶稣基督在那边等待。还有没有？我知道你心中很为难，但是你知道神是这样子爱你，你愿意对他的爱有一个回应吗？他的爱已经没有条件的为你成就，现在就等待你自己怎么来接受这份爱。愿意接受的请你把手举一下。有没有呢？耶稣基督在那边等候。耶稣基督爱你，在你还做罪人的时候，在你还没有认识这位宇宙的神的时候，他就爱你。今天你愿意接受这份爱，你愿意的话可以有一个表示，把手举一下，我为你祷告。我再问最后一次，有没有这样子？感谢主，我看见了，请放下。还有没有？圣经告诉我们说，神愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉。他爱你，他要给你一个新的生命，你愿意？如果还有人的，可以把手举一下，我为你祷告。我知道有的人不太愿意或者不敢把手举起来，但是如果你心中有这个渴慕的心，你也愿意接受主，你可以跟我一起这样子的祷告。主啊，谢谢你这样子爱我，在我还做罪人的时候就为我死在十字架上。今天我能够明白你是多么的爱我，我也承认自己是一个罪人，我需要你的爱，我愿意打开我的心门来接受你做我个人的救主。奉耶稣基督的圣名求，阿门。